You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Hey, thanks. It is Stupid News time here at FM 99. Item number one is Stupid News this morning. Watertown, Connecticut.
Ah, I know where that is. Sure. Yeah. Rico Bronya, former New York Met, is from Watertown, Connecticut.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well. Two black vultures found inside of a dumpster in Watertown were determined to be too drunk to fly. The vultures were rescued by Watertown's animal control.
That's so Watertown.
They failed the field sobriety test, apparently.
That's so Watertown.
Couldn't say the alphabet backwards.
Ooh, the most peculiar symptoms had to do with the fact that they were both in and out of consciousness. So I don't know what was in the dumpster.
Goodness.
Wow. 1 minute they were all passed out, the next they were wide awake. Whew. The many tests that they ran on the birds determined that the dumpster diving birds were simply just too drunk to fly. Apparently, they food ferments as it wastes away in the dumpster. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
A lot of times, uncovered garbage cans, stuff like that. We've dealt with intoxicated songbirds from the berries that ferment when they fall on the ground. Drunken crows. Now, vultures.
Wow.
They've got that problem in Australia with the lorikeets once a year when the berries ferment and they all get drunk. And then what happens is you think they're dead because they're laying there passed out.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And people are now, people scoop them up and bring them to like a, you know, a drunk tank at the SPCA over there in Australia. Get them sobered up and then they let them back out to drink again.
Well, these present a particular problem because they are birds of prey.
Yes. Yeah.
They've got talons and hooked beaks, and now they're drunk and pissed off.
Yeah. They're hawks?
They're vultures.
Well, oh, my
vultures.
Gosh.
So they're made for parting out animals, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Woo. And they're sloppy
drunks,
too.
Oh, my gosh.
Ugh.
Yeah. While birds flying intoxicated may not be illegal in Connecticut, no way to enforce it, they do point out these two are underage. Come on. Kind of cute. That's item one. Let's go item two. Woo-hoo! I take you down to New Orleans. As the nation prepares for the trillions of red-eyed cicadas that are expected to burst onto the scene, down in the French Quarter, the Audubon Insectarium. The zoo is the Audubon Zoo in New Orleans. Well, they're now offering cicada salad on the menu.
Yum.
Y'all, we be eating these insects. These bugs, oh, we gonna be eating them bugs. That's right, you suck that head.
Sprinkle a little sap your mama on there.
Yeah, man.
Now you put enough flavoring on anything, you can eat it.
Hey, look, you know, they're eating crawdads and whatnot. Come on. Long served up an array of insect-based treats in their Bug Appetite Cafe. Cinnamon Bug Crunch, chili fried wax worms, Cajun spice crickets. It's all on the menu.
Man, wow.
Well, cicada salad. Depending on the way they're prepared, cooked cicadas taste similar to toasted seeds or nuts.
Oh,
oh, come on. You could do this. I could do it.
No.
Well, no, you wouldn't do it because they're living things.
But. Yeah.
Well, if the choice is starving to death, I'm eating them.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd grab a handful just see what it's all about. We ate those crickets. They were delicious. Remember that?
Yeah.
They're fried crunchy. If you're in Mexico, there's markets that piles of crickets, all different kinds of crickets. prepared different ways.
Oh, sauteed crickets?
Still yucky.
Cicada-licious.
I like to sprinkle them on my ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross. You're nasty.
The other stuff was
use them instead of those fried onions. You know, put it on your green bean casserole with real cricket. Mm.
At least that makes more sense than on ice cream.
Yeah. Seeing the progression of Rena's faces that she was making while Rick was
reading. Oh, she's about
that.
To toss. I thought we're gonna find out if she's the thrower-upper.
Yeah.
Well,
a little concerned.
Or throw
could be. Could be.
Hand me that recycling basket.
All right, finally this. A British sheep farmer. This time of year, you know, in the spring, we get a little feisty, and the males become very territorial.
Well, it's rutting season.
It is.
It is that. They found a way to keep them in check. They keep the males from fighting each other by spraying them with a healthy dose of Axe body spray.
Oh, that'll keep anything away from you.
Yep.
Farmer named Sam Bryce. Sam raises sheep in England. He said it was other farmers on a Facebook group that told him to try the Axe body spray. In Britain, it's sold as Lynx.
Okay.
Different, you know, Lynx like the animal, like the cat, right?
Yeah.
He goes, yep, ever since you started using Axe body spray, the animals, they don't fight each other anymore. There's no fighting. There's no bickering back and forth. It calms everybody down. There's now several of us doing it across the country. I think even the world knows about it now. I don't know who thought of this. But apparently, they say it makes a lot of sense in a sheep world because smell is a huge component in animal behavior, and especially among sheep. They can identify their own children through their unique smell.
Give that a sniff.
Yeah, give this a sniff. Right.
Not anymore.
No.
Now everybody smells like
Now everybody smells like, it's eighth Lynx. Grade yeah. locker room.
Yeah. Yikes.
Nice. Man.
Oh. I don't like that. Down there with the sheep.
Shepherd's coming.
Oh, I think so too. There you go. Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
And that's why it is.
Stupid news.